WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
If you're trying to untangle the politics of modern India, the Raj Quartet can provide you with some background. The four novels by the late British author Paul Scott are about the final days of British colonial rule in India. You may have seen the TV adaptation of one of the books, The Jewel and the Crown, which first aired in this country in the early 80s. There's a new biography of Paul Scott. Book critic John Leonard has a review and a remembrance.
I met Paul Scott in 1977 at an Indian restaurant in Manhattan. He was on his way to Oklahoma. I'd just published a celebration of his Raj Quartet in the New York Times. He was dying, and the rest of us knew it. And it's bitter to remember that his books weren't selling. His wife had left him. The British Arts Council had turned down his applications for a grant. He was living on the cigarettes he chain-smoked and the vodka bottles in his briefcase and a semester teaching stipend from the University of Tulsa. 3 years later, 2 years too late, Granada Television discovered his novels. Reading Hillary Sperling's splendid biography, I wonder whether any masterpiece is worth so much unhappiness. From the beginning, in 1929, Scott must have felt himself an outsider, the child prodigy of a working-class mother and a fashion illustrator father, in a half-snobby, half-seedy London suburb. Walking and talking at age one, dismissed from school at age 14 when the money ran out, dreaming his way through Zola, Hardy, and Oscar Wilde, and listening to Ravel and Tchaikovsky, and writing unpublishable poetry and plays, while he clerked for an accountant. In the army for World War II, his homosexuality was discovered and used to threaten him. What he did then, apparently, was to repress it for the rest of his life, to marry and to burn. That same army sent him to India for 3 years. "I don't think a writer chooses his metaphors," he said. "They choose him. India chose Scott." He would return to London as a literary agent, handling clients like Muriel Spark and John Fowles. He'd also return with an amoebic infection that afflicted him for 20 years through 8 indifferent novels, until he wrote The Jewel and the Crown. But by then, he was taking a quart of booze to his monastic cell each morning, and there were horrifying, suicidal blackouts, and he identified with Philoctetes, the archer in the Greek myth, with the stinking wound that never healed. 2 trips back to India, and a million words later, he had his masterpiece, and he had his death. Sperling explains everything while trivializing nothing. She sorts through the influences, from the picture of Dorian Gray and Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, to Kafka and Joyce, from Stephen Spender to T.S. Eliot, from Thackeray, Scott's favorite 19th century novelist, to Nabokov, his favorite 20th. We come to understand, from his own ego wounds, how he identified with children of mixed marriages and cultures, the Hari Kumars. And from his tortured sexuality, where he got his authority to imagine a Ronald Merrick, the imperial cop. And from his mother and his wife, where he got his displaced sympathy for lonely, defeated, and stoical women. We visit the Hanging Gardens on Malabar Hill, the Towers of Silence where the Bombay Parsis lay their dead, the skull and snake of Shiva the Destroyer, the bronze god in a circle of fire. I wish Sperling had taken his alcoholism more seriously. She seems to think of it as fuel for his art, or a substitute for sex. But this is often a blind spot in British biography. Otherwise, her book is a model. We get all the facts and are left with the mystery of transcendence. Scott's last whimsical booklet retold the Cinderella story, with Cinderella as a writer, the outsider, the outcast. Of course, the self-consuming circle of fire again. I'm glad I got to admire him in person. I'm sorry and bitter beyond words that he never got to see himself so famously on television.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Paul Scott, A Life of the Author of the Raj Quartet by Hillary Sperling.